You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to the StudyClicks podcast with your hosts, Emer and Nessa.
We are back and it's the end of the year when this podcast is going live, which means that it's cold and it's dark, and if you're watching the video version of this podcast, you'll notice that the light in myself and Nessa's backgrounds will gradually disappear because we're recording at around 3 p.m. So, you know, within an hour, it's probably going to be pretty dark.
The fact that it's 3 o'clock and it's still like the light is fading is so depressing. I hate winter so much.
I know. Well, I think it's worth mentioning that for anyone who is listening to this at the same time of year that we are putting it out, It is a hard time to really study well, because it doesn't matter if you're studying or working. I find it is, as soon as the sun goes down, your brain just changes its rhythm and then decides, okay, well, it's dark outside, so it must be time to relax and stop being productive and just chill out because, you know, it's dark.
It has a huge psychological effect on you, because like while it's still bright, you can still be alert, but like when it's getting dark, you're like, all right, it's bedtime. And it's really hard to like, yeah, it takes a lot of like to overcome that and to stay up and to like keep doing your homework or keep studying. It takes like that extra bit of like motivation and willpower, and you know, it's not easy. So just
I find that. especially when it's sort of that time of year when it's already getting dark as you're going home from school, and so you really feel like you're having this sort of eclipse moment, or you know, okay, I've just finished a full day of work at school, and now it's dark, there's no way I can possibly start into something new. But you do, you have to, if you've homework or study. And so that, like, that is really hard when you've already done a full day of work and it's dark. And now you have to start something new, even though it's pitch dark outside. It's really, I always find that really tough. So go easy on yourself if you're having trouble with that. And I don't know, do you have any tips for that, Nessa?
It's terrible, because like what's one of my favorite study tips, and I'd say would be nearly everyone who's listened to this least favorite, is to get up an hour earlier than you need to and be productive. Great. And it's already like pitch black when you wake up at the normal time. So maybe I wouldn't recommend that for winter, because, you know, unless it is something you want to do. I only do it now because it's something or a habit that I have that once you have a really good habit, it's hard to break. You should check out our habits podcast. But I think it's like a couple of ones back, we only did it a few months ago. But yeah, in terms of like tips, it's, you just have to kind of remind yourself that you, once you do get home from school, you do have a couple more hours left in the day, and it's just and then you'll have the evening, you can get all that done, and you'll have those few hours to relax at the end of it. But if you kind of give in to how dark it is after school and then just relax in then, but knowing you still have more homework to do, it's going to be so much harder to get back into it. And I mean now, like, obviously come home, have a break, you know, maybe eat something, watch a bit of TV, but like don't do that all evening and then only remember your homework at 10 o'clock at night, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Just get done out of the way and just remind yourself, okay, it's been pitch black since 4 o'clock, but the day is still there and I can get stuff done. I can make the room cozy. I can put on like a YouTube video that makes me feel like I'm in Hogwarts studying, you know, those kind of things. And Gabrielle was talking about that on her latest YouTube video. Oh, we never thought about using the podcast to plug Gabrielle's YouTube channel.
Well, to be fair, the channel's only been live since for one podcast.
We launched this a new YouTube channel. So StudyClicks already has a YouTube channel called StudyClicks, but we launched a separate one called StudyClicks Advice, and it's more like a vlog, really. So like the StudyClicks YouTube channel, a lot of it's like math solutions or the essay breakdown videos that teachers do. This podcast is on it, for example. But we wanted to do something that was kind of, I guess, like our TikTok page, except more long form. And they're so, so good. She's like, it only launched back in September, but there's already a heap of videos on the channel and some really, really good ones. Like, Gabriella, she's so smart. She did great in her Leaving Cert, but she's also really cool and funny, and she's just like, just a great old YouTube watch now, I would say. So that one video that got me started plugging the YouTube channel was whether or not you should play music when you're studying, a bit of a contentious one. And she was saying that she listens to soundtracks of her favorite games, like Zelda and stuff, but that, like, those kind of ASMR channels on YouTube that make you think you're like studying in the Hogwarts library and it's Christmas time, it's cute, put a spin on it, you know, make it seem cozy and fun and productive. Winter jazz cafe. I love that, those YouTube videos.
Anyway, we're digressing majorly from the theme of this podcast.
Oh my god, this podcast has a theme. I thought we were just chatting.
Yes. So anyway, go listen or go watch the playlists, and go check out StudyClick's advice on YouTube. There is some amazing advice on there from Gabrielle. She's extremely good at what she does. But this podcast today is not about that. It's about, Ness and I wanted to chat instead a little bit about our regrets from school and also what we were glad of in school, like some things that we did right and some things we would have done differently. That's kind of what we talk about every day on the podcast anyway, and we just sprinkle it in based on the other theme. So we just said, why don't we do a full podcast, because there's just so many things you don't think of when you're in the moment and doing them, and then there's always, you know, anywhere and any time in life you're always going to have what if moments, or oh, I wish I'd done this differently, I wish someone had told me this when I was that age. And we're here to do that for you now, essentially, because we have been through it and we can give some advice on things that you should be doing now, or things that we recommend you do in a certain way to try and not have the same regrets that we have. Or on the other side of that, if there are things you are doing now and we say that, okay, I was really glad I did it this way, and you're not currently doing it that way, then you can think about changing your habits. So yeah, we're going to get into that and hopefully help you avoid some regrets of your own.
Just get you thinking, you know. Obviously, you're going to have regrets no matter what. And I think that's a good thing to, not maybe not so much regrets, but to do things, to have things that you would have done differently, or things you would have, you think you did wrong, because that's the only, and sometimes that's the only way you're going to learn. But I think if you might listen to myself and Emer's regrets / mistakes, that you might be a little inspired and it might get you thinking. And that's just basically the aim of this podcast.
Yeah. And just to preface this, by the way, it's not like any of the things that we're about to say are extremely serious. And if you don't do any of them, then you're, you know, going to have massive regrets and live with it for the rest of your life. It's not like that at all. Like, I don't know, like, just speaking for myself, Nessa, I'm not constantly burdened with the thoughts of the things I did and didn't do in secondary school. It's not like these things will, hopefully these things won't last forever in your mind, but it's just small things that I think could have enhanced my experience, or could have made things easier on me, or could have made things easier on other people. And yeah, that's what it is. It's not an extremely serious, you must do this and you must not do this kind of a podcast.
Yeah, 100%. And one more preface that I mentioned the last podcast, as we get 15 minutes in and we haven't started talking yet, is that I've now started to time code all the podcasts when I'm uploading them, so that if you want to know where, when a particular section of what we're talking about, when it starts and ends, you'll find that in the description of the podcast. Something that I do just to make your life easier, you know.
Very nice. Do you want to go first?
Okay. I suppose number one is maybe just like not being afraid of engaging in class, because with teachers that I've spoken to now, just, and these, like, it's weird talking to teachers who are just people, because they weren't your teachers and you're talking to them like, oh, work associate to work associate, because we're all adults now. It's crazy. But do you know, all the advice that they give is their best. When I ask them for their study tips and stuff, it's they say you get the best out of it when you're engaging in the classroom, when you're not being afraid to ask the teacher questions. And I think it's so hard to get around this one, because I can't imagine myself in school, the person I was in school, getting over that kind of fear of like caring to be seen as the one who's caring about how well they do, which is so silly. But like, it really would have, if you want to do well in school and you want like, you want to be less stressed about schoolwork and you want things to make more sense to you, you can really utilize the time in the classroom. It can be so, so useful if you're there, if you're actively listening, if you're maybe taking down notes as the teacher's talking, like taking down notes as like what you want to remember, what you want to maybe ask a question about later, that kind of active participation. Probably if I did more of that and I wasn't afraid to be seen as like the weirdo who cares, I probably would have spent a lot less time trying to catch up then in the weeks before big exams, just trying to cram everything in, because I possibly would have already understood it if I had like really made an effort in class. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, that's definitely one of my biggest regrets as well, just caring too much about how I was perceived or whether people thought I was a swot or, you know, or whatever.
And I was.
But it's, yeah.
People already knew I was a swot. I had nothing to lose.
I know. In hindsight, yeah, they knew anyway. So what harm? But there's sort of two sides with, I think people, maybe the main reasons why people care about, you know, not speaking up in class or not asking enough questions or not wanting to appear too eager. One is because they don't want to appear too eager, but the other would be they don't want to ask questions because they're afraid that they'll look stupid because they might ask something that is actually really obvious to everyone else in the class, or like maybe this will reveal that I'm not as smart as everyone else here, and you feel really insecure about that, and that's extremely valid as well if that's how you feel. But that ties into one of the points that I was going to make, which Nessa revealed earlier. Making mistakes, you know, like being really, that is one of my regrets of being afraid to make mistakes. And I think there was an additional pressure because I was lucky enough to be academically strong and not struggle too much with many subjects. But there was then a certain amount of, okay, well, you know, you need to get everything right. So then there was almost a pressure to never get anything wrong. And then that, in a way, stopped me from asking things because I didn't want to ever be wrong. Which is also really, really stupid because it's just one of the most important things in life. Well, okay, that's maybe a bit strong because there are many important things in life. But a very important thing is to make loads of mistakes because it's just the best way to learn. And just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake or if you say something that's really obvious or if someone in the class sniggers because you've asked something. Like, just think about how that reflects on them. It doesn't really reflect anything on you. You put yourself out there, you ask a question, you're trying to gain more knowledge. Good for you. That's a completely normal thing to do. If anyone is sniggering at that, what does that say about them? Like, it's just a really nasty and unnecessary thing to do, so it says a lot more about them and their character and their personality than it does about you. Just be yourself, and I think it's really important as well in that time of your life to be confident in who you are, because it's such a scary time in those teenage secondary school years of people, how people see you and how you see yourself and what you want to be. And God, there's just so much going on in that time frame. It's so hard. And then you have to do exams on top of it. I really, really feel for everyone in that position. But just try to have people and what they think of you in school be the least of your worries, because as long as you're confident and happy in yourself and you know what you want, then that's the main thing.
It's so true. Yeah, so that's a kind of a general taking part in class. That's one. I have kind of two kinds of regrets, in the sense that I have some regrets that like would have helped me get on better in school and possibly have done better, and regrets that are like taking to school too seriously and not enjoying my actual life outside of it as much. The first one, I guess, is in second year, when there is more and more talk about the junior cert or the junior cycle now, that I gave up football. I played football with the school, and I think I've told this story before about, like, I don't know who let my geography teacher tell this story. He was geography teacher, but he was also like our class teacher, so he used to take us for guidance classes once a week. I'm not sure too many schools do that, but he was just talking about he had like this case study, definitely not real, of like two friends, Niamh and Aisling, and Niamh gave up football and she got 10 A's in the junior cert, and Aisling kept playing football and she didn't get the grade she wanted. And I just remember that staying with me, and I'm not sure, I can say for certain now looking back on it, if that is what like pushed me to make the decision of, like, oh, I need to quit football because I just won't have time with all the studying. But I know probably there was other factors as well that, like, I probably wasn't the best football player, but I still enjoyed it. Like, so I definitely do think that I felt I needed to give up football because the practices used to be during class and stuff. It was summers after school, sometimes, you know, matches, they'd be during school time. And I felt like, okay, I probably should take the exams and junior cert a bit seriously. So I gave up football. And I'm like, why did no one talk to me about this? When I say no one now, I mean like people in the school. Like, why did no one question why I was giving up football? It was this really great team activity. I haven't done any sort of team sports since, you know, and now I'm like, especially GAA as well, like it's such a cool part of Irish culture and sport and stuff. When you're traveling abroad and you're talking to people and you're like, oh yeah, I did Irish football, Gaelic football, and I gave up when I was 14 because I just wasn't capable of making good decisions. But that was one of them, is taking, like, not knowing how to balance my life and junior cert, and kind of like taking the junior cert too seriously. Like, yeah, it's important to like set goals in school and want to do well, but like, you, it is possible to balance sports and stuff, and if you like doing something, you shouldn't have to give it up. But that's just a bit ridiculous. So I don't know, I'm not sure where too many people be making that mistake now, hopefully not, but that is certainly one of my regrets.
Well, I think a lot of people tend to have opinions on this, and I know we're being a bit hypocritical here by also giving our opinion on this, but I think some people can be quite binary about it and say, well, you either give up everything and devote your life to studying and get 65 points, or you don't and you keep everything and you don't do well. And that's not how it is. It's, as you say, it's about balancing things, and it's also about the individual. I think it is, because someone, for example, I found it relatively easy to keep up a part-time job and most of my hobbies throughout Leaving Cert up until maybe April, and then I gave them up.
That was ridiculous. I'm really annoyed that you did so well and had all those things going on.
But I don't think it's like, well, I did it, so anyone can do it. I think it's also a little bit of a personal thing, and I'm lucky to have found that easy. So I think you have to know a little bit in yourself. There's definitely an element of balance to it, and if you're in a position where you kind of have to work a second job, but have a part-time job, then that's just something that you're going to have to face, how to deal with balancing that with study if you want to do well as well. It is the number one thing, should definitely be finding out a way to manage your time and do it in a way that keeps you sane as well, and you're not extremely stressed and burnt out. But yes, I think that is definitely a great thing that people shouldn't do, giving up everything for the sake of studying, especially if you're talking about doing it for 2 whole years. I think that's just really a bad idea, to give up everything that's important to you. So try to keep up as many things as much as possible, and because those are the things that make your personality in a way, you know, your interests and your hobbies and what you do in your spare time. And those things are then quite important when you move on in life and you go to college and you want to join societies. And I'm not saying that you can't go into college without having past, like, I know plenty of people don't really have a very distinct pastime or thing that they say is their passion or that they love. And that's fine too, because there's a lot of pressure out there to have something. But if you do have something and you're considering giving it up, I wouldn't, because I think, you know, those things do make you and they become quite a big part of you and they become important to you. And it's really helpful to have those kind of things moving forward in life, because it sort of helps ground you, because you know you have certain things about you that are important to you. So I think the message anyway there is not to give up stuff that you enjoy doing for the sake of study, because I think with the right amount of balance, you can definitely still include things. Like, you could have maybe made some sort of compromise, Nessa, with whoever the trainer was at the time to just not go to as many practices, but maybe still be there as a sub, and then you're still getting your exercise and you're still involved in some way. Or, you know, there's always a way around something. Don't, it doesn't have to be like an extreme end of anything. You can compromise and balance things in almost every situation.
Yeah, well, it's very easy for me to say now, like looking back on it, like, oh, just go to the match, even if it is in the middle of school day, you just miss a few classes, because now I can just, years later, I can be like, ah, sure, probably would have been fine. It's hard to kind of picture that when you're actually living through it. But I think it was a thing as well, like I was just afraid of possibly performing badly in school as a result of it, and like not so much like what that would have meant, but just like what that would have looked like, which is crazy. And so I wish I could have just told myself, like, just keep playing football, like it's cool, you might not be very good at it, but no, it's such a good sport and you make a lot of friends. And so yeah, no, it's a shame I gave that up. Would have been a great way to keep fit and all that, you know. But anyway,
but you're still fit, you go to the gym. It's all fine, things work out at the end, but it's a shame in any case. So
yeah.
If you find yourself in Ness's position, try to think strongly about whether it's the right thing. So one that I wanted to talk about was taking more of a genuine interest in the subjects, because looking back, as in, that's something that I regret, not taking an actual interest in things, because I would describe myself now as quite a curious person, and I really like learning, and I enjoy following different pages online where, you know, you learn about a new species of animal, or, you know, some technological or scientific discovery that's been made, or you know, going to maybe some historical site and reading about that, or going on holidays and you go, you know, there's so many like great things to learn and know about the world. And they're also interesting to me now because there's not the pressure of having to know it and remember all of these details. I'm just learning it for pleasure and not learning it for any specific goal, which is what you are doing in the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert. But I wish I had sort of had that interest and curiosity for the subjects I was doing at the time. And I'm not beating myself up for not having it, because I completely understand why I didn't have it. And I would understand why anyone listening to this is not extremely enthusiastic about what they're learning. Because it is really hard to be extremely interested and engaged in it when you're under so much pressure to learn so much in the space of 2 years across 7 or 8 different disciplines. That being said, I think it would have made things a lot easier for me if I had taken an interest in them a bit more.
Yeah.
Just sort of looking back on English, for example, I completely just put my head down and tried to be really theoretical about it, I think, or not theoretical. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I just went like looking at the marking schemes and said, what do I need to do to get the high marks? I'm going to go and do that, instead of actually taking an interest in literature and enjoying the books that we were doing and trying to take, which I do now, is what I'm saying. Like, I love reading now, and I think like poetry and things are interesting. But I wish I had done that at the time, because I think it would have made things easier for me. I actually think I would have probably gotten higher marks sooner if I'd focused more on being interested in the subject and trying to learn it from more of a, just like a life world perspective. And this is very airy-fairy, and I know like, it is sort of wishful thinking, because it's really just people don't have the time to approach things in that way. You have to sort of just get stuck into like, what's going to get me high marks. But I do think if you try and like have a mix of being interested in it and trying to find out how to get the best marks. Yeah, just biology is so interesting. Like a lot of the things in homework are really interesting, but it was just like learn, memorize, as opposed to being, oh, isn't that interesting that, you know, that the brain, you know, accepts a neuron and or the neurotransmitter and like, and how that links and like applying it to my own life and body. And I wasn't really doing that, because I was just so caught up in being like, okay, I must highlight this word and put it into a flashcard later when I'm home. You know, I wasn't really digesting it. So I do regret that.
it's hard, because this school system and having to sit exams conditions you to not want to actually have to take a genuine interest in it. But it can be quite hard. And I suppose that's what they're trying to do now with the junior cert. And it's kind of hard because people are like, oh, I have to do CBAs, but it doesn't even mean anything because I'm not getting grades. So there's the whole thing of the whole happy medium there. It is, I guess, up to you to just be aware of, like, when you're doing your subjects. Obviously, like Emer said, there's the range in the subjects the school is so wide that you're not going to have a genuine interest in everything. But for the ones that you do,
yeah,
just think about it. Like, this is actually quite interesting. And it comes back to a point that we make quite often in this podcast. If you have a genuine interest in something or you want to learn something to genuinely understand it, you're not studying it then. You're remembering that information, and that information doesn't leave your brain. It's the most effective way of studying per se, because you're understanding it as opposed to memorizing it.
Which is great. And I think it's hard on the teachers as well, because they obviously have an interest in the subject they're teaching. That's why they went down that road. And so they're passionate about it and probably want to instill the same passion in you, but they're under these time constraints and have to stick to a specific curriculum and go, right, today we need to do this because we need to have this done by the end of the week. And so I think everyone is sort of caught up in this sad frustration of, like, not being able to learn and teach properly because of how the system is set up, which is a shame. And it's also a shame because you're then, when you get to the stage where you're trying to choose what you want to do in college, and everyone just says, well, what are you interested in? And it's like, well, I haven't had really the opportunity to properly be interested in anything I'm doing, because I'm just trying to learn it all off. And which is a big problem for me as well, because that's one of my later points, that I didn't spend enough time thinking about what I wanted to do in college. And I don't think I really picked the right thing. And if I thought about it a bit longer, but it was really hard for me to think about it because I didn't know what I was interested in. Cause I liked all of my subjects and I enjoyed some of them more than others, but I wasn't, you know, you hear some people saying, oh God, he's so into maths. He loves maths. Or yeah, they're big into history, so they're going off to study English and history. And you know, I never had that with anything, and I wish I had, and I think I would have if the system had been different and we were taught and learned things in a slightly different way. Anyway, I don't know why I'm going on about this, because we're not going to change the system.
Yeah.
But I guess the point is to try and foster that interest and passion and curiosity yourself, and not depend on the system and your teachers to do it for you, because it's just not always possible, but it will help in the long term.
Yeah, very good. My other kind of two regrets are subject related, and I've spoken about this before, maybe as recently as the last podcast, because I feel like we were definitely on video when we were doing this, and this is only like our third video podcast. But one of my regrets is, it's two subjects, one not doing one and one actually doing one. I say people rarely regret actually doing a subject, but I regret doing music. And it's simply because the music teacher that I was going to for piano lessons, I think she possibly just assumed I was, and my best friend was also doing it. And I was like, all right, we're doing junior cert, but we had to go to her house every Saturday. I lost every Saturday during the school year to being in my piano teacher's house. And now, like, it was a bit of crack. Obviously, I enjoyed the practical. I was hopeless at the theory, though. Like, I actually wasn't very naturally gifted at doing music theory and, like, writing. Like, oh my God, the composing, awful. Dictation, not capable. And, like, if I actually thought about it, I would have realized, why am I doing this? I don't need the extra points. I don't, like, it's the work I'm putting into this is taking away from my other subjects. I literally just didn't think. And then the other subject that I regret not taking, going back a few years, is I literally did say this on the last podcast, I wish I did history, because I feel that it was up against Tech Graph, which I didn't actually have a genuine interest in, but all my friends were doing it. And history up until that point, all the first year, had been a lot of writing and listening to my teacher speak for hours on end, and he was very nice. I really enjoyed him, but I just felt like it would have been a difficult subject, and I didn't take a genuine interest. Even though, like, I think I did enjoy history as a concept. Ooh, the past. But And I think people in the year above me, I let them influence me as well, that they were like, oh my God, that's so much essay writing. But I wish I really thought of like how much more, like I did some bigger picture thinking about like how much more interesting and useful I would have found history as opposed to tech graph. I knew there was no hope I was going to do tech graph for the Leaving Cert life. I just felt like I would have had an easier time of it. Whereas, yeah. So I think that kind of just comes back to when you're choosing your subjects, think about your genuine interests and kind of think about bigger picture of like, is the information that I'm learning, is it something that I might use down the line or just something that I can continue taking an interest in after school? But it's hard to make those decisions when you're young because all you kind of know is school, and it's kind of hard to think outside the box.
Yeah, I think that is something that I would advise, is to try and think for yourself as much as possible, because it is so easy to be swayed by other people.
Yeah,
when you're in secondary school, because so many people want to give you their opinions, people in the year above you, as you say, or your classmates or your parents or your teachers or people online, and no one knows you better than you know yourself. So just if you're getting lots of conflicting voices or just something that doesn't feel quite right to you, but you sort of feel pressured into doing it because that's what everyone is saying, just yeah, don't do that. Do whatever feels best for you, and think about things truly instead of just taking what someone says for granted. And if, you know, if someone says, oh, you should do music because it'll get you more points, don't just do music because they've said that. Think about it and yeah. Go, well, I've already got six of those subjects and I'm actually really doing well in all of them, and I think that'll do me just fine. And then just don't do it. Like, yeah, think things through, because I definitely didn't when I was younger. Like, if someone just told me something, I'd be like, all right, okay. which is not the best way to approach things. Another one for me, I think, is I regret being negative. I think I was quite a negative student for a lot of secondary school. Mm. And for numerous reasons, like I think I got annoyed with people in my class and would be really negative about that, or would be annoyed by some teachers and be really negative about that, or just generally there's, and I think everyone is guilty of this, but having a really negative outlook on the Leaving Cert and having to study for it, and God, just can't wait until it's over, and this is the worst thing I've ever done, it's so hard, and this is just, oh, you know, just get me to college right now. And, or not just college, just get me over the Leaving Cert right now. I regret having that point of view because, and this is such a cliche thing for someone who's done the Leaving Cert to say, but like you don't really have that much to worry about in that time of your life other than the Leaving Cert. And obviously that's not true for everyone. Other people do have things to worry about that aren't academic. But for a lot of people, you hopefully won't have to worry about too much finances, and you know, you only just have to worry about going out at the weekend or paying for the latest coat that you wanted to buy. You know, you're not really having to worry about like making rent or paying bills, you know, all these very adult things that adults have to worry about. And I'm not trying to sound patronizing or to, you know, infantilize anyone, but it's just like, no one realizes it really until they're past that age. And then everyone, when they're in their 20s or older, thinks back and goes, oh my God, why didn't I appreciate that time of my life where I wasn't worried about making enough money, or I didn't have to worry about this person, I didn't have to worry about, you know, this certain bureaucratic thing that I have to deal with, or all of this kind of stuff. Is just not really anything that most secondary school students have to worry about. And it's a really blissful time. And it's just ruined, really, by the Leaving Cert and the looming like negativity that always comes with the Leaving Cert. And I wish I could go back to that time and just really appreciate the ease of everything outside of the Leaving Cert. And I'm not taking away from the fact that the Leaving Cert was like annoying and stressful and not a wonderful time, but it was still otherwise a very easygoing time in my life. I just like had fun with my friends and didn't have to worry about any much of life's issues. So try to enjoy that as much as possible. And that is a regret of mine. And if I could pass on any advice to people, it would be that. Just try and enjoy being young and free. And like, I'm not ancient, I swear, but it's just, do you know what I mean?
You sound like you've lived a thousand lives.
I think it's the same advice anyone would give, which I'm trying not to come across like an old man you'd meet in the pub. When I was young, I'm still young, I swear, but it's, I'm not young enough that I don't have to worry or be aware of these annoying life admin adult things that I wasn't dealing with when I was 17, 18.
That reminds me of when, do you ever, like, it happens to me so often on the bus that an old man will sit down beside me and I will have my headphones in. Headphones to me are like, I'm busy listening to my own thing. And they're like,
to any sane person, that's what headphones means.
And
yes.
To the people who sit down beside me, they're like, oh no, this is someone who wants to hear my life story today. I've gotten it so often.
You have that look about you, because I rarely get that. I think people are afraid of me.
I don't think it's happening actually in a post-pandemic world. I don't know what that is. But yeah, so often just had old men just like, they would just ask a question. Like, that's fair enough. But like, do you know what time is something, something bus leaving? And I'm like, oh, blah, blah. And they're like, and where are you from yourself? And then that becomes another thing. But yeah, that's what you sound like now, Eva, to all.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Eva, we love it. We love your wisdom.
I specifically sit next to people on buses that I know look like they won't talk to me. Like, I was on I went on
buses
the bus
are not for talking.
I was on the bus yesterday and there was, I could have sat at the back of the bus where there was a lot more space. There would have been sort of a chair between me and another person. But it was an older woman and she really looked like she was up for chat. So I chose like a much narrower seat next to a man who was like on his phone and like looking intently at his phone. And I was like, yeah, he's not going to chat. I'm going to sit next to him.
Does that make us like really cynical? Because I had to get a taxi there one day to the train station. And the guy there was really nice. We had like a chat the whole way there. And it was only like a 10-minute taxi. And then when we were getting out, like, and it was a really lovely conversation. I was probably telling you about this when I had it, that he was just going on about like his father, who has since passed, discovered very late in life, like after he retired, that he's an unbelievable painter. And he was able to sell paintings worth hundreds of euros, like in his 60s. But like, it was this really lovely conversation. And I was like, oh, that's a nice human to human moment, you know, that kind of a thing. And then when he was dropping me off the train station, he's like, thanks for talking to me. So many people get into my taxi and they don't say a word. And I felt so bad because.
Oh, I know. I feel really bad too. I know. And I know that like, I have heard it from older people and how they're sad about, you know, the buses used to be a great time to chat to people and so I do feel bad when I see an older person on the bus by themselves. I think there's a time and a place. Like, there is times where I would be up for that.
Yeah.
But
it depends on my mood. Depends on the day that you catch me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm not... Oh, I feel bad now. I'm not trying to...
No, I was just balancing it out.
To discriminate against older people on public transport. They're great. They're lovely. I've had some wonderful chats as well.
Who am I trying to appeal to with these stories? Like, no taxi driver is going to be listening to this and be like, finally.
You never know.
Finally, someone's speaking up for us who love to talk.
You never know.
But anyway, that was our segment on taxis. My next regret.
I think we need to wrap it up. We've been talking for so long.
I was just gonna say, I don't think I have any more. Those were kind of like my main ones. One of my kind of just school regrets in general is that I just cared a bit too much and let my actual personal life stuff I did outside of school suffer as a result. And like I was saying this in the last podcast, I was reading back on old diaries or my letter to my future self, and I only talked about school, which kind of went to show that I cared so much about school that I didn't concentrate on having, you know, hobbies outside of it, or maybe meeting up with my friends more. So yeah, that's just one thing of mine. I think just to kind of round out the podcast from my perspective is that if you can sense yourself in the same way, because it's very easy for if people are constantly telling you how important the Leaving Cert is, you could be completely in yourself internalizing how much it should be taking over your life. And I think I did let it take over my life a bit more than it needed to, for sure. I got way more points than I needed, and sure, like, it looked good on results day, but then after that, no one asked me anymore, apart from my housemate, who asked me there like 2 a.m. because that's we were just having a random conversation. That's when it will come up again. But like, honestly, it's not worth the like making yourself burn out or like absolutely get stressed a bit before exams, and do your best to kind of picture the future and your life. The life you have outside school right now is so important. You're building the foundations for hobbies and friendships that you're going to have much later, or hopefully, you know, for a very long time. And, you know, tend to those as well, because it's very important. And that's something that I wish I did. But, you know, you live and learn.
Yes. Mm. Sorry to hear that, Nez.
Oh, it's all right. Sure, look.
You turned out okay. It's fine.
It's great. Yeah. No, like we said at the top of the podcast, there's nothing that I'm like, oh, if I could do it all again. It's not like, it's not that drastic. It's just little things, you know?
Yeah. Trying to go through life not having any regrets, and don't be too hard on yourself for doing things wrong throughout life. As long as you're not hurting too many people in the process, you're probably fine. Yeah. So I think that's a good way to wrap it up, really. We hope that this has given you some nuggets of wisdom moving forwards, and that you can maybe take some of those bits on and go, actually, yeah, you're right. I am like way too in my head about what people think in class. Or, oh yeah, you're right. I was considering dropping my violin classes, but I won't anymore. You know, that I will feel happy if people take a bit of what's the word?
I was going to say like advice, but it definitely is.
Advice is, yeah, I was thinking that as well, but it doesn't make sense. Anyway, you guys know what I mean.
Take our word.
No, I think take was the wrong verb, and now I don't know how to backtrack. In any case.
Then the people know what we're talking about.
Heed our warning. No, that's not
I thought that too. I was like, what are we, like the witches in Macbeth?
This
Macbeth reference for class of 2023.
Ooh. Yes. So anyway, that's it from us. We have a couple of ways that you can reach us if you want to get in touch and let us know what you thought about the podcast, or if you want to get in touch about anything in general, or if you want to give us some tips, or not tips, but if you want to give us some suggestions
for podcast recording tips, you guys.
Yeah, let us know how we can do this better, because we're clearly not doing this very well. If you want to give us some suggestions for other podcasts that you want to hear us doing, I'd love to hear that, because we do, obviously, this podcast is for you, and Ness and I don't really have to sit here and reminisce like this, but we enjoy doing it, but it's all the better when we know people will get some benefit from it. So do let us know what you want to hear, and you can also reach us and find out more about what's going on in the world of Study Clicks over on our social media channels.
Yeah. Nessa? I am at the other end of those social media channels. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. If you're going to message us, I would say, well, you can message us on all of them, or TikTok, but Instagram is the handiest. So if any questions, you can reach out to me there. And yeah, please go follow us, because, you know, doing the social media is literally my entire job. So I want to have something to show for all the work I put in. It's the social media is good. I think
it is good.
It's good.
I enjoy it a lot.
And the team that I work
really
with.
Really funny TikToks, especially.
My team are so funny.
And some really cool giveaways. One is, I think we should do another giveaway soon, and I want people to win some hoodies and things.
Let me add that to my notebook. A Christmas giveaway is definitely on the cards.
Yes.
One of our famous hoodies should definitely be up for grabs.
Oh, with Christmas to look forward to. What a wonderful time of year.
The most wonderful time of year, yeah.
So yeah, we'll leave you with that Christmas cheer. And
to you, whoever's listening,
hopefully,
in June.
Yeah, if you're listening to this around November, December time, then best of luck in Christmas exams if you haven't done them yet. And we'll be back soon with another podcast. And thank you so much for listening.
I'll talk
to you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.